Club 44 on this freaky fast Jimmy John's noon hour. I'm Tim Lewis, filling in for Terry James, and it's time for our Farm to Table segment. Matt Kilgus joins us from Kilgus Farmstead. Matt, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you, Tim?
Very good. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. First of all, as we always do, we like to find out more information about you. Tell us a little bit about your background and your education.
Okay. Yes, I grew up in Fairbury in Livingston County, and I went to Prairie Central High School, and then I went to Joliet Junior College and got a associate's degree in agriculture production, and then rejoined the family farm back in 2002 as a full-time partner with my Uncle Paul.
Hmm. Gotcha. Now, describe your business. I'm assuming by things that I've told and I've read that that it's mainly a dairy farm.
We are. My grandfather, Dwayne, started dairy farming back in the 1950s on the current site we are on, and then the business evolved into my dad and my uncle, and then when my dad passed away about 16 years ago, I went into partnership with my uncle, involved in the operation, and has evolved from just a dairy farm and grain farm operation into a on-farm processing value-added business also, where we have started bottling our own milk and distribute that to local Bloomington, Champaign, Peoria, those types of areas, as well as Chicago throughout Illinois.
Wow. Yeah, we'll talk about marketing here again in a little bit, but talk about the animals themselves. The breed of Jerseys is a very interesting cow. I've been on a couple of dairy farms. I understand how things work a little bit, but tell us about, first of all, how many animals you have and the amount of work it takes to get those cows milked.
Yes, as with any type of livestock, there is a lot that goes into it every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We initially started out with Holsteins that my grandfather had, and basically in the 1990s we transitioned over to the Jersey breed. And the Jersey cow is the smallest of the dairy breeds, gives the least amount of milk, but it's also the richest amount of milk, where it's higher in butter fat, protein, and calcium. And for us at our farm, the Jersey cow worked very well for us. She ate a little less, or eats a little less than the bigger cows, and the longevity and stuff worked very well for our operation. So the Jersey breed is the smaller brown type of cow that you see.
Gotcha. And on average, what do you do a day? I mean, the production that comes out of, first of all, did you say how many Jerseys you had?
We currently are milking at our operation about 150 Jersey cows, and that's okay. Just the ones that are in production, and then we have the young stock and the males and so forth. So we have over probably 250, Jersey animals roaming the farm.
About 150 working cows, and
yes.
Wow, that is amazing. As far as how long do you get to keep them? I mean, I'm assuming since you do have males there and you do everything, as you mentioned, the whole process is on the farm. Talk about the health of the animals. I mean, that's almost a full-time job keeping up with 150 working animals and 250 total.
It is. The health is very important to us to keep, the animals as productive as possible, and just for our sake, to keep the animals healthy is important to us also. Much like our own children, if one of our kids is sick, we like to be able to, we treat him with an antibiotic and stuff, but you use it, use it sparingly and when you need to, and we take that same approach with the health and care of the animals, treating them with medicine when necessary, but we try to do the best we can in the environment we can control so we don't have to use too much of that product, and in turn it helps, produce a healthier, whether it be the meat or the milk, and a healthier product to the end user also.
What is the biggest threat to the cows in terms of virus or sickness?
pretty much probably, and we're seeing it this time of year when you get the weather changes, you know, maybe warm during the day and very cool at night, or much like today when it's a real damp air out, you know, probably respiratory is the biggest thing when you just get the extreme weather changes. So, you know, pretty much it's just something we try to watch out for is, you know, pneumonia or that type of thing can be something that can pop up, and you just have to keep a close eye on anything like that in these type of weather environments like we're experiencing now.
Now, I remember what it was like as a young person. My dad would send me down to the dairy farm to get milk, and we'd take our jars down, and they'd fill them up, and it was, and, you know, Mom loved it because she had the cream right on the top there that we'd get, and then we had the rich milk. I mean, tell me how you guys do that and how you market your bottles and everything else.
Sure. We basically, and as I think I'd mentioned briefly at the start, mm-hmm. in 2009 we started our own on-farm processing. And basically what we have a grade A bottling facility right on the farm. So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday we process milk, and we're currently bottling about 6,500 gallon a week. And we take it through the process of separating. You had mentioned the cream. You know, we run it through a separator, and we can get the cream off. And then we're left with skim milk, and we make different, you know, we can make skim 2% or whole by adding the fat back into the milk. And then we go through the process that's called the pasteurization process, where we heat the milk up. It lowers your bacteria levels, and it also gets it warm enough that it kills any, you know, possible diseases that could ever be passed through the milk from a, you know, to a human to make a human sick. So, you know, in the age we are in today, for safety measures and stuff, everything is pasteurized. And then basically we cool it right back down to a temperature you would find it in your refrigerator. And then we, put it in the jug, and, it goes out to different stores around the state.
That's amazing. All right, let's see. You mentioned also you have a little bit of agriculture. Obviously, you need to feed the cows, so you do a little grain too?
Yes. We, on our farm, we farm corn, soybeans, wheat, alfalfa. We do our best to raise pretty much everything, you know, besides like our protein and vitamin mix. We try to raise all the product at our farm, you know, as much as possible, and control as many of the inputs as we can. But it is also, yeah, it is an essential part to raise that crop, because it takes a lot to feed the animals too.
Matt, it's very interesting to hear how things are done on the dairy farm. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks very much for your insight.
Thanks for having me.